This is Doug.
Hey, Doug. Good morning. This is Eel from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Thank you for asking. I guess we just wanted to follow up with you. We received your email about the domain, so we just wanted to clarify that real quick. Is this the best time to talk?
No, that's fine.
Okay, that's perfect. So, yes, dog-drinking domain, if you remember, we ordered one for you, which is dogdrakeroofingandconstruction.com. So we're just wondering about the email that you received that you have or about the invoice that you received for the domain. We're thinking actually your own domain previously under drakedevelopmentinc.com. I'm not sure if it's from Google domain or I think there's one, Host Gator, I think. But just to clarify, the domain that we handle for you, we actually renew that for you, so you don't actually have to pay for it. It's already included with your hosting package. However, for the email that you received for the invoice, we're thinking that it is for a different domain that you own yourself.
Okay, they pulled Doug Drake or Drake Development down about 3 months ago.
I see. Do you remember renewing the domain? Because if it's not renewed, then it'll be taken down. But for your website that we handle, it's under DrakeRoofingAndConstruction.com.
That's fine. I don't need Drake Development anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, I can see that it says can't be reached. Oh, anyway, we didn't put the content on that domain, so if there's no content that was applied there previously, it's actually really not going to show. But I would suggest, on our record, you weren't sure if it was from Google Domains or Host, what was that again, Host Optimization LLC. So you may want, you know what, let me have a look. Give me 1 second. I do have a tool to check from which register is the domain. Let me help you on that one. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Ooh, okay. It's not giving me any results. Oh, okay, yeah. Here, Doug, I can't confirm from which registrar is this, but I can see that the domain is available for sale. So I would say that 3 months ago when you received a notification from the registrar, that was free to renew it. Or if you have not renewed the domain back then, they have released it for sale already. So if that domain is important to you, I would suggest repurchasing it. But if you are good with dogdrakeroofingandconstruction.com that we handle for you, then it's safe. We do automatically renew that for you to keep your website up and running.
Okay, so just don't worry about it. Just blow it off.
I mean, if that's okay with you to let go of that domain, then, yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
So Drake Development is available to buy?
DrakeDevelopmentInc.com, yes. So that's usually what happens on any domain that you have purchased and didn't renew. They will actually release it for anyone to purchase. So if you still want it, you can still purchase it on any register. That can either be Google.com or Google Domains, GoDaddy. It's usually available for any site.
Okay, but you were taking care of Drake Development once upon
a time,
right?
Correct. So that domain, you don't have to worry about it. As long as we do host your website or services, we take care of that for you. So usually you won't receive an invoice from us about renewing the domain because we do take care of that automatically.
Okay, very good.
Okay. So, yeah. So, again, if in any case you still want your previous domain, anyway, do you use that for probably your other company, or are you planning on using that in the future? Because if yes, I would suggest you know, repurchasing it and renewing it if need be, so you don't lose it again.
No, I'm not going to do it again.
Okay. All right. So I would say just leave it then. So anyone who would be, if there is a company that has a close name to that domain, they might be interested in purchasing that. But as long as there's no one interested in that, it's still going to be available for you to purchase. Okay. So yeah, I think it should be all set. If just disregard the email that you received from the invoicing. All right. It's not from a local splash anyway.
Okay, yeah, they said it expires January 7th, I think. And
oh. So. Do you have any other domains? Because upon check-in, drakedevelopmentalinc.com is already expired. So if on the email it says January 7th, that is probably another domain. I mean, does it say which domain is expiring?
No, I haven't. Prior to Local Splash, I had a website. I can't even remember what the name of the company was.
Oh, okay. But I mean, if that's something that you really don't use anymore, then yeah, you can just go ahead and let it go. As long as your current domain and website is active, then we should be good, because that's the one that we are using anyway. Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Alrighty. Thank you so much, Doug. Do you have any other questions or anything that I can check for you today?
Nope. We're all good.
Alrighty. Thank you for your time, Doug. Happy Monday. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Alright. Bye-bye.